Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You know, treasure hunting, just like fishing, like you may find something, you may not. But in the end, it's fun just hanging out with your boys. Honestly, it's just about having fun.
I know it's hot out there, okay? So look, hey, make sure you stay hydrated. Drink plenty of water, and then if you get too hot, hey, jump in the creek and cool off, for crying out loud. Use your head, you big dummies.
Well, that is some of the advice that Jace Robertson and Jeb Robertson get. You know, that's Duck Family Treasure, brand new series on Fox Nation. You're watching us on Fox Nation right now, guys. That's why we put you through such extensive hair and makeup to get you ready for it. You know, from the Duck Dynasty days, they are back. They're going to get trying to get richer by finding buried treasure, but historic buried treasure. Hey, first off, as the older brother, Jace, tell me about the concept of this. It's great to see you guys again.
Yeah, it's great to see you, Brian. The concept really was a hobby that I got into. That we have a historical expert on the show, but he was my friend. My dad brought him to the Lord. I have an old place in Monroe that he wanted to metal detect, and I didn't even know what that was. But he got diagnosed with cancer. He's a close family friend, and I thought, I mean, this is the guy's dying wish to go metal detect on my property. So what am I going to say? No. So I was like, sure, come do it. And so when he did, he brought me a detector, and he's like, I want to show you how to do this. So I didn't really want to, but once I started to understand it, I would say 30 minutes into the hunt, he came up and had a 1875 silver dime that he found in my yard.
And did he target your yard for a reason?
Yeah, because it was all the my place is right on the Ouachita River, and the governor at that time gave a land grant to this guy from France in 1790, and they started building that house there. And we bought it and turned it into a bed and breakfast. It's really nice. My wife loves it. But the history on that property, it's 11 acres. That's how I got into this, because once I got into it, we were uncovering.
Did you love history anyway?
I didn't do well in school in history, but I have developed a love for it as this process has gone on.
So you do the podcast, and you kind of got this idea from that, right?
We did. Our fans from the podcast, we do a podcast called Unashamed, and it's really a Bible study, but not in a non-religious way, just real life. And my dad and my other brother, we do that. And I put it out there because my cousin, who's the producer of the podcast, he said, you ought to do a TV show about y'all's metal detecting, because Jeff had got involved, because I think you were just trying to make a buck or two.
I thought it was dumb. I was like, what are you doing out there digging in the ground? Like, what? You got better things to do with your time, I think. But I found at his property an old penny from 1888, and I'm a collector. I collect stamps, baseball cards, comic books. Once I found that, I was like, and I collect coins. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like,
yeah. It's a time capsule, right? You don't know what happened, so you're able to go back and do it.
It's fascinating. I'm an outdoors person. It's outside. To finish that story on the podcast, I told my cousin, if we can get 20,000 people that says this is a good idea, you can look into it. So I gave all his social media out. I had no idea. When they released that podcast, in the first hour, over 70,000 listeners said, please do this show. We will watch it. And so as we went along, look, I'm at a stage of my life where I didn't really want to be on TV again, just with all the hoopla. But I found out there's a lot in the Bible about treasure hunting as it relates to God and his view of humanity. And he would compare it to, you know, finding a lost coin or finding hidden treasure. And the more I got into it, I said, why don't we do a show about the journey, family, relationships, but the backdrop is while we're treasure hunting. So I think that's the irony of the show. People think, like in your intro, we're not really trying to, you know, make it rich, or because we know that's not where true happiness lies, but it's fun to find things that are lost of value.
I wouldn't mind making a few bucks.
So, Jeff, you can be happy rich.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, we went after a lot of treasure, like treasure stories, and I'm like, you know, you find a big bunch of gold, what are you going to put it in your closet and go look at it? Yeah. Are you going to sell it and make a little
So,
cash?
Jeb, this is you, a cut from your series. Let's listen. Do you cut 41 and 42? Oh, we played them both. Okay, good. So, Jeb, we played it already of you treasure hunting. How many episodes have you done?
10.
And how many are actually dropped on Fox Nation right now?
think five so far.
Five, but next Sunday, I'm not sure the date, they'll drop the other five. So.
Oh, yeah. So on Fox Nation.
On Fox Nation.
And you're able to talk about it on your podcast. Do you want to? Are you worried about getting ahead of it? Can you tell me a little bit about what
I can tell you. I have the breakdown in my head. The producer, she put that in my head. She didn't want spoiler alerts. But we found in the first five episodes, I mean, I think the most fascinating thing we found was a steamboat that was 150 years old. That I was not a believer. Murray, he thought he knew where it was.
He's the brains.
Is the brains, but he legitimizes what we're doing because it's amazing. We'll go out there because what's under the earth is really telling the story. And we go out maybe in search of some fantastical story. I think when we found the boat, we actually weren't, that wasn't even the goal. And since it's an unscripted show, you just kind of go where the story leads. So we're at this old house over in Mississippi, and she's like, hey, there's a rumor that there's a boat out there, you know, from the 1850s.
Yeah, it was like 1860s, I think.
Yeah.
It was like a wreck.
Of course, he knew about it, and he's like, yeah, I believe it's out there. So he took his sophisticated equipment, because our metal detectors only go down about a foot. But he has equipment that he actually invented that goes down 100
feet. I've seen them in the tractors, right? It looks like a tractor, doesn't it?
But he can make them amphibious also. And so he's like, I'm going to go out here. While y'all look in this yard, I'm going to go out and see what I can find. And we eventually got with him. And to my surprise, I was shocked that we found this boat.
Wow. Yeah. Jeb Robertson's here. And Jace is here. They're talking about their brand new show, Duck Dynasty Fame. But this is Duck Family Treasure. And what I find is so interesting, because at the same time we're doing this, you know, John Scott's auctioning off great history items in our past. I mean, George Washington's not signing any new stuff, right? You know, as far as I could tell.
Yes.
So when this stuff goes up for sale, we used to get enthralled with baseball stuff, and I know you collect, but I'm fascinated with things that happened in our past, especially you're talking about 1860s. We're in the middle of a war. At the beginning of a war.
Oh, yeah. Look, the stuff we found, even back to 1800, I mean, one of the things I found, not on the show, but in the scouting of the show, I found a Spanish real coin from 1786. I mean, there's a moment here when you're holding in your hand something that we used to use as currency in our country, which I didn't know when I found it, because I thought, well, this is not even in English. What is this? And
right.
I was trying to figure it out. So I'm like, Murray. And, of course, he's coming up there and educating us on that. But then it's just fascinating. I mean, there's so much to learn.
So you said one of the big challenges you have is trying to convince these people to let you go hunt on their land.
That is the challenge. I mean, look, the flyover states, they're not real trusting of Hollywood in general, just because they don't like, there's not enough family-oriented shows out there. So when we pull up and they see all these cameras, you know, the first episode we were talking about off air, the dad's first question, I mean, his first statement when I said, here's what we're doing, we believe there's a hotel on your property, because they had a well that people back in the 1800s used to think was the fountain of youth. They're like, you drink this water. Of course, later on they found out that it had bacteria in it.
And it stunk.
Yeah, it closed the hotel.
It was terrible. I've saw that episode.
Yeah. So the dad said, Jace, you're welcome here anytime, because they knew us. And this was about, what, an hour away from our house. But he said, you can, these camera people, they got to go. Because they were fearful that they didn't want to be made fun of.
Yeah.
This is not going to be family friendly. And so eventually they came around, because I just gave them my word. I was like, look, this is not about what's in your yard, about treasure. We want to make a family oriented show where people of faith and people that love each other is not the butt of a joke. And eventually they said, Ian, and look, they were the first people when that came out to send me a text, because we developed friendships with all these landowners.
And we gave them all the stuff we found. We gave it.
We did.
But didn't you have a breakdown ahead of time? Didn't you say, okay, 50-50 or 60-40 or something?
We did, and that was the agreement. But since they put up – I mean, we hunted their property for three straight days from daylight to dark.
And
with all the camera crew, and we were like, you know what? Here. I mean, you put this in a case and display it, and we were happy to do that.
How many brothers are there? Do you know for sure?
How many brothers
do you have? I mean, it's so many of you guys.
Four of us. And we do have a sister, too.
That we do kinda... have a sister, yes. That came, the knowledge of came later on in life. But, yeah. Well,
all right. Willie is probably was the best known. How does he feel about you're the older brother? How's he? He's not involved in this.
No, he's not. He did make a guest appearance, and he basically made fun of us.
He laughed at us the whole time. Said, "Y'all are dumb. What are you doing out here doing this stuff?"
But I'll tell you this: after some of the stuff we found, and I keep saying this is not about what you find, but we found some stuff worth a lot of money on the show, and a lot of crazy stuff. Some stuff.
Can you give me without giving away? Can you give me an idea? The steamboat you told me.
We found something not from the earth.
That's right. Not from this planet.
We found something worth in value over $50,000.
Wow.
Yes.
Meteor?
Well, I'm not going to comment. You'll have to watch the show. But we found some crazy stuff.
Should we? Should I say that I was invited to stay over? I had dinner at your house, right?
You did, yes.
And I thought it was, I saw the whole complex. I guess, whose house was it where I actually had dinner? Was it Willie's house?
Yeah, it was Willie's. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know I got pulled over?
No,
so,
I didn't know
that. So I'm driving. There's no street signs. So I'm pulling over. So I'm, you know, I'm a little bit behind. I was at your dad's house, and I'm driving over, and I get pulled over. So I'm being pulled over on the side of the road, and I'm trying to explain. The cop wants nothing to do with this. So in the middle of it, I text Willie. And I go, Willie, I'm stuck in the car. He goes, where are you? I go, I don't know. I'm in the street side. He hops in his car, and he knew the cop. They start hugging it out, and he says, do you know them? He goes, yeah, they're friends of mine. He said, well, he's the only reason I'm not giving you a ticket right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just it. The cops know each other. Everyone knows your family.
They do, but they do a lot of security for us. And I mean, look, when you go public.
No, I didn't get close enough for security. He had to go find me, Willie.
But I'm saying they know us from all the things that they provide security. And look, we're a big supporter of our law enforcement. We have a great relationship with them. But they do a lot of work. We employ them a lot because we're doing things where they're the security.
Right.
Because, look, when you go public with your faith, I believe we're making the world a better place, you know, through the Lord. But we also draw a few crazies and a few people that doesn't particularly like us, you know. So we need security. And so we know them on a first-name basis. But I hadn't heard that story.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I was keeping it from you because I want you to think of me differently. Jace. I go to your dad's house. So my first stop is your dad's house, mom and dad's house. And your show is number one in the country or the number top show. And he says, I'm using some of the money you want to see. And all he did was extend his closet on his house. Yeah. And he's like, we haven't moved the stuff in, but we wanted your mom always wanted a bigger closet. Yeah. That was it. So you're making all the money you could afford. You could buy 25 houses, but all you did is expand the closet.
Now, he does buy a lot of land, property, which I think is a great investment because they don't make more of that. So, but his house is just very normal.
It's the same house I lived in when I was 8 years old. And, I mean, look, you're not going to hurt my feelings. It's just a rat nest. I mean, but you don't put a lot of money in housing when you live in a flood zone, which is what they do. And when it floods, that place is not the place to be, but they ride them out every time it happens. And
it floods a lot.
It floods a lot. And look, they are the most charitable members, them and Si, of our whole family. They do so many good works across the world. They feel like that the money they made was a blessing from God. They don't need the money. And so they're involved in many projects that are awesome. So that's just the way they are.
And famously, your dad was a quarterback with Terry Bradshaw.
He was.
In college.
He could have been an NFL quarterback, but they played football during duck season. So he was out.
And that was out. Now, he said he found himself looking up at the sky every time at training camp. Were you guys athletic too, or were you playing sports?
We were.
So she's going to hate this, my wife, but I tell my kids I was Steph Curry before Steph Curry. I set a record high school. I made 11 three-pointers in one game.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, that was like ninth grade.
Were your parents helicopter parents yelling at the coach to get in the game?
My dad came to one game.
My parents never came to our game.
Really? They didn't.
So that deal about that somehow is going to scar you for life, not true. we were really poor, and so it was just hard for us to play sports. We lived so far away. It was just that we just had no money, so it's hard to be involved.
Jason, Jeb Robertson, a few more minutes here. Duck Family Treasure, the brand new series on Fox Nation, and it appears sometimes on Fox News. Always love having him in New York City. Back in a moment.
challenging conventional thought and wisdom. You're with Brian Kilmeade. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So they have a new 10-part series. It is called Duck Family Treasure. They're going out and digging up American history on American soil and doing it the Robertson way. Jason Jeb in studio. You're watching him now on Fox Nation. A few more minutes. Jace, is it true? Now, Jeb, you can back me up on this. Did Jace say he's taking me duck hunting?
He said that during the break, right. 100%.
But he knows I have no experience, but you have one worry.
I also said don't shoot me.
Right.
Because safety is the number one thing when you come and you've never been.
You talked about the different way, the different culture that you grew up in for me, many ways, one yes. of which the gun culture.
Oh, exactly. Everybody had guns. I mean, it was encouraged. I had at 8 years old, my dad handed me a shotgun, and he's like, here's how you do this, son. I mean, and that's just... That's how I was raised. I told you about when we had our hunter safety course that we had to take. We took it at school. So when I was in the ninth grade, and they all told us to bring our own guns. And so I just remember that vividly. We went out, shot skeet, and everybody got the hunter safety course.
Big high school, too. Westwood, I mean.
Yeah. Well, I was at Woodlawn. Then, oh, gotcha. But it was still, I mean, there was probably 100 kids, and everybody brought their shotgun.
Now, you're about 50, 51?
52.
52. How old are you, Jeff?
43.
Was it different already in your 40s? Were you doing the same thing? You could take your gun to school?
I don't really remember that, but I went to a little private school, so I don't know. I don't think there was as many hunters where I went.
Yeah.
But do you want a responsibility and respect for the gun growing up with it?
Exactly. I mean, safety was the first thing taught. And, I mean, you were taught the pros and cons of this, but it was just never talked about. That's why you know something has changed in our world now, and it's not necessarily the gun. Because back then, we all had them, and we were bringing them to school.
Gun racks in the parking lot.
Oh, no. I had the racks on my truck. You know, I had literally my guns hanging up on my back windshield.
So what changed?
I think when the technological world hit and people just – you know, they started alienating themselves, and then you had a breakdown of the home, and then all of a sudden you're living in this fantasy land. I believe young people get off into this fantasy land of video games and shooting guns, and it's cool, and they're cut off from society, and then they don't know who they are. They're confused about their identity, and the next thing you know, they're not getting attention, and they want to get some attention.
And have you seen it, Jeff, when your kids?
I mean, I have a son that's a gamer, but I 100% counteract that with we go hunting, and so he does both. So.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, they said this one of these school shootings, which was so unfortunate. He was literally posting on social media. That was the only thing rational he was doing the whole time because he's wanting to become famous. He's wanting to be heard. He's angry.
Well, Duck Family Treasure, a chance to see Jeb and the Robertsons back in action along with Jace.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.